This is CBiz Media and ADI Entertainment's The Mix.
Hey everybody, this is Irene with CBiz Media, and we're going to go back over a topic I did a while back called The Ministry of TV. I don't know if this is going to be a series or if I'm going to cover this topic more, because I wasn't really expecting to, but I was watching Divorce Court and this episode popped out at me. So at the time that I'm taping it, it's the end of the year going into the new year, so I thought it would be great to just kind of talk about this and have a little commentary on this episode of Divorce Court that I saw. So we're going to talk again. We're going to go back to that topic from a while back called The Ministry of TV.
Get ready for a mix of music, talk, community, and so much more right here on The Mix.
Hey, so I was watching Divorce Court and this episode came on and it was really powerful to me, and I could kind of relate to what was going on in a way. And I'm just going to share a little bit about myself in this episode, but as well as, you know, what I just feel and think about, you know, different topics and issues. But the man that was involved, the couple had been married for a couple of years, and the man, he didn't know how to drive. He would go from job to job, and his wife was not happy with it. She ended up cheating on him with a married man, and that kind of got him back into line. But it's kind of sad that she went that route. She was kind of loud, I have to admit. They both, to me, seemed a little bit bullheaded. They both kind of wanted their way and wanted to have their way. But the man is the one that really stood out to me mostly, because he stood there with a lot of pride and, you know, I'm the man type of stance. But he was really dealing with a lot of things, and he finally revealed that he was afraid to drive. He had a fear of driving. And he also talked about how he didn't like the way that his supervisor spoke to him. So this is why he would leave certain jobs. And, you know, the judge was telling him, well, you have to be able to get through that, because, you know, people will always have issues with their boss. And if your boss kind of gets that far out of hand, I think you can have a conversation with them before you decide to leave. It depends on what level. Like, if it is like really bad, then I probably would walk away too, and I might get some charges pressed on them if it's that bad, or at least report them to someone. But again, to this gentleman, he started to kind of show his weaknesses, and it actually came out that yes, he did have a fear of driving, and who knows what else, what other kind of fears that he had in dealing with life and dealing with people. And this was kind of like the root of his problem. His wife was just so upset that he wasn't manning up. They were both in their 40s, so it was like, hey, you should be able to drive, you should be able to hold a job. So she was just really upset that he wasn't in the right place he should have been. But, you know, they were together for like a few years before she married him. They'd been married for 2 years, and she kind of knew what she was getting into. So it's like a funny thing that people talk about. Yeah, once we get married, things are going to be perfect. He's going to be totally leveled out. She's going to be totally leveled out, and everything is going to be fine. We're going to just match perfectly. But if it wasn't like that before you guys said I do, I don't know what makes people think that it's going to be perfect after the I do's. And I like what the judge said, because she was saying, well, you're supposed to kind of try to lift him up instead of keep beating him up for what he's not able to do, or he's having trouble struggling doing. You're supposed to be able to lift him up. And I understand she was getting stressed out because a lot of the burdens were on her. Yet, if she would have tried to approach it in a more positive way, I think things would have come out better. But I feel like he had a lot of deep issues that kind of stem back to probably even his childhood, where it was certain things that he just never dealt with and needed to deal with. And as we progress into the new year, I'm just thinking there's things that we need to deal with in life and things that we have to try to advance in. And I know I've had my own fears in life. I didn't start driving till late in life. I've always had some type of fear that I wasn't be able to hold my own and that I was a weak person. And God has really blessed me to overcome those fears. I'm still weak in some areas, but God has made me feel strong in spite of some of the things that I lack and some of the things that I need to work harder on or go forward in. So being a child of God really helps me deal with my weaknesses, because I feel like you're never going to 100% be done with your weaknesses. There's always going to be something that's a challenge for you, either in a small way or a big way. But I thank God a lot of my big challenges, as far as emotionally, I've been able to face. You know, I really cared a lot about what people thought of me. And I kind of feel like that's what a lot of men feel like too, as far as being a man and how you have to at least look like you're the man and you have to be the big boss. You have to at least put that front on. And I was just inspired how his front started to crumble. And he kind of, even though he still tried to stay strong, he still exposed, hey, I am weak in this area. And I just think that was very powerful for him to do that. And I think that we as people need to do that, men and women. And especially our men, like, if you have a weakness, you know, it just really got to me that he was able to be weak and show that weakness. And it's okay to do that. And being a child of God really helps me, like I said, to get over my weaknesses and know that my strengths, and my strength is in the Lord, and know that I'm not the only one. You know, he said there's other people that are afraid to drive. And in that, he kind of exposed himself that that was what his issue was. So I find it a power as well as to be able to look around you and say, yes, you're not alone. But again, you still have to be able to get out of that situation, because there's people that have overcome their fears. So you have to look at those people as well. Look at those people as examples and say, you know, those people were afraid, but now they've overcome those fears. So I'm still overcoming some of my fears as well, don't get me wrong. But I find it really powerful to have a man standing there in his 40s, you know, going through some things, some issues I feel that maybe be are pretty deep, and he may have been dealing with those issues maybe since childhood. Who knows how he grew up or what was going on with him in his life. So I commend him for just being able to come on and under the threat of exposure. And I feel like a lot more men need to do that, because I feel like a lot of these, I'm not going to say a lot of you men, because I'm not going to judge my brothers, I'm not going to judge you men of all colors and all creeds, because we're all family here. I'm not going to judge, but I feel like as a man, you need to stand up. And I feel like you guys are settling and you're not being the true and the full potential of the man that you could be. And that's something the judge said. She said she was trying to free him and let him know he can be more and he can do more. And it first starts off with exposing your weakness. That's how it begins. But I think that's where a lot of men need to start. Yeah, you've been out of work and you're staying with this woman and this and that, and this is your situation. And admit to yourself that you do need to get a good job, that you do need to change your surroundings. You need to do you. And then I think that's a huge problem when it comes to relationships, because I think sometimes people attach in a relationship so that the other person could fill the void of what they aren't. And you need to build yourself up. There's a lot of people that get married young. You guys are growing up together. You're trying to find yourself. You still need to do that. You can't latch into a relationship and say, let that person define you and let one be stronger and one be weaker. of course, you guys need to compliment each other, but if I'm alone, I should be able to take care of everything I need to take care of solo. I shouldn't feel like, well, you need to be here to take care of this and take care of that. What I feel in a relationship, this is my opinion, and this is what I desire, is for that person to take care of my emotional needs, that person to be a compliment to me, and I don't exactly expect them to be my all in all. And I think sometimes we put too much weight on one person to be your all in all. Yes, traditionally the man works, and I see nothing wrong with the man taking care of the household. I like the old school way. But if the woman has to work and the woman has to help, I also think that's good as well. If that has to be done, do it. If she wants to work, that's great. But it's not just about who works and who doesn't work. There's so many dynamics in a relationship, and you can't have all the weight on that person for all your emotional stability, all of your happiness, all of your joy. No, that's an imbalanced relationship. You have to be able to sustain yourself, and you need purpose. I don't care. Men, women, even if the woman's not working, she still has a purpose. It might be to be a mother. It might be she might have her own business on the side. It might be she might volunteer. The same thing with a man. He needs a purpose. And I see nothing wrong with the man holding up the household as the old school way, as the way it started out. I see nothing wrong with that. And I feel like in a way we need to go back to that, because I feel like then the woman is taking on both roles and it's stressful. Just like the lady on divorce court, the wife in that situation, she ended up cheating on her husband with a married man. Like, that's like two wrongs right there. It's not good, but she was on such a stress level, and she said the romance was gone. They weren't sleeping together anymore. Just everything was off balance because the woman has to be everything, and that's impossible. They put that on us, you know, I'm every woman. And especially the African-American minority woman, like, seriously, we can't hold all of that standard. We can't really do that. It looks good from the outside, but we can't. So in a relationship, it needs to be co-partnership. It needs to be working together. It needs to be one complete person meeting with another complete person and having a life together. And that's what I see a true relationship to be. Not one person leaning on this person. Not one person hooking up with this person because they need this, this, and this. And you have to fulfill my needs. Well, in turn, the other person should fulfill your needs as well. It's something that you have to want to do and you want to give, not something that somebody owes you. You know, nobody owes anybody anything. It's something that you do because you love that person and that's the type of person you are. But both people need to be able to, if they have to work, they need to be able to hold their own, you know, because, hey, something could happen and one person could lose their job, so the other person might have to do something. And a lot of people are starting their own businesses, working from home. Like, there's so many more options out there as far as making money, that's not enough excuse for a relationship to fail. It has to be about more emotional, and are we really taking care of each other because we want to take care of each other, or we're forced to take care of each other, and how are our needs being met? So it's all about, I feel, purpose. And if each person has a clear purpose and they feel like they're living in that purpose, that's gonna carry their relationship on. But if one person is weak and one person is falling on the other person for everything, then that person doesn't have a purpose, and that relationship is gonna fail either way, because we're dealing with two incomplete people trying to complete each other, and honestly, that's not gonna work. And you know, I'm not like a relationship expert, and I'm not married or anything, and I've had failed relationships in the past, but I'm just giving my commentary as far as what I see, what I think, what I believe. Because you can be a good person and just not found that right person. You can be a person, at least you know what you want. I think that's important, and you know who you are. So no matter what, you may not have everything together, but you need to know who you are and know what you want. And you need to be able to stand on your own with or without anybody by your side. And I think that's a good starting point for a relationship. Again, it doesn't always end up that way. Sometimes people do have to grow together. And so I'd like to report that at the end of that episode, the husband began to step up. He started to learn how to drive. He's been holding his job. And it says that his wife was really surprised because he just stepped up and showed his true potential. So it shows you that things don't have to end, especially if both people want it. If both people want to be in this and want to make it work, then it can work. So if you're in something like that and you want to grow with that person, try to help that person meet their potential and their needs as being a full person. That might be what you have to do, but again, you have to try to stay in it and make it work, and that's what they did. So I'm praying all the best for them in their future. And for all of those in relationships right now, you know, you just have to have a good foundation. And I say God is my foundation. And I feel like that's not true for everybody. God is not everybody's foundation, but God has certain principles that if you follow, that you will not be in such a shaky space. He has principles, and I feel like knowing your purpose is one of those things. Knowing your purpose and walking and living in your purpose before anybody comes along. Knowing yourself and knowing what you want. And that's the basis of, okay, when you get into a relationship, that's what has to be your basis. Because if you know what you want, I mean, she wouldn't have gotten with that guy, because obviously he was not having a stable job. And you know, when you're dating somebody, they could kind of just put all the best looking things forward. But she knew he wasn't driving, and he's in his 40s. He's not driving, he doesn't have a license. So that right there, did you think he was gonna start driving after he married you? I'm just saying, like, certain elements when you're seeing dating somebody, especially for a year or more, you kind of figure them out. So if she didn't want that, then why did you marry him and then complain about that? So again, you have to know what you want, but you also have to be secure and full of purpose in your own life, so that if things don't work out, you can let that person go. A lot of times I feel people feel like they need a person to supplement something in them, so they hold on to whatever that person is, even if they don't have the elements that they want. But again, I'm so glad to report that they are still together, that everything is working out for them. And in this new year, I just want us to look within ourselves and don't be afraid to expose our weaknesses. And as a man, I think it's a very powerful thing you can do to expose your weaknesses. And you don't have to expose it to the world. Just share it with your own consciousness. Share it with yourself. Share it with the Lord. And try to make a plan to become stronger and become better within you. And know that you and God are all you need. And you don't have to have a woman or a man or somebody to secure you. You be secure in the Lord. You be secure in you and who you are. And be the powerful, strong man that God made you to be. Be the powerful, strong woman that God made you to be. Know your worth. Know who you are. Know what you want. And I want to thank you for listening. Any comments, any feedback, you guys can always hit us up by email at cbstv@yahoo.com. You can comment on our page below. We have a comment section. We need you guys to follow us, so please click the follow button. And we love you, so keep in touch. Give us any ideas, any things you think we should be talking about right here on CBiz Media. We're looking for guests. We're looking for people to be on our cable TV programming. So please get at us at cbiztv@yahoo.com, and we're going to continue to mix it up right here on CBiz Media's The Mix.
We want to thank you for joining us here on The Mix. This is CBiz Media and ADI Entertainment, and I'm Irene. We want to thank you for listening again. And if you'd like to send us any donations or correspondence, or you'd like to be on the show, you can go to our PayPal. You can send us donations via PayPal at commmbiz2004@yahoo.com.
If you have any questions, comments, you need more information, give us a call or send us a text at 313-681-1521. That's 313-681-1521. Or you can check out some of what we do on cbiztvonline.com. Also, join us on Facebook at cbiztv and media online.